What is important is that we have had our nomination, or rather the nomination process, virtually completed. Those who are going to stand on behalf of the alliance, they've been given their forms to go and take to the nomination courts across the country. So I believe that there will be 100% success in nominating candidates for the House of Assembly seats, and the registration of proportional representation candidates. So we're looking forward to having 100% success in the registration of the MTC Alliance candidate. Yes, it is correct that there have been a reopening of negotiations and renegotiating over and over again. Yes, it is correct that there is some levels of concern and unhappiness about some of the reopenings which took place around the reallocation of seats.
Since there's this kind of friction, Professor Ncube, is the MTC alliance still intact?
The alliance is intact. Whenever there are disagreements, we debate them. Whenever there is a concern, we debate. And we are very clear, all of us to a man, that the people of Zimbabwe are better served by us together than apart. That the people demand that whatever our difficulties are as political parties, we must be united to confront the ZANU regime and to offer the people of Zimbabwe a better alternative. So we are clear on that. So we are ready to take on the junta. We are going to contest them in this election, ward by ward, constituency by constituency, across the width and the breadth of the country. So on that, we are very clear about the public sentiment and what the people want in respect of unity. So we will clearly, without any equivocation, continue to respect the people's desire and demands.